Channel 2 right. This is Channel 2 right, and a continuation to Visit Miss Daisy. This is Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71. Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the Visit with Miss Daisy. This is Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71. Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the Visit with Miss Daisy. This is Wednesday morning, 29th of September, 71. Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the Visit with Miss Daisy. This is Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71.
Miss Daisy, so many people think that you just ought to lie around. And it's against anybody, I believe. But just sit and lie around. Now them children from one to the other say, Grandma, why don't you lay down and take your nap? I said, I ain't sleepy. So, well, you'd be resting. I said, I'm all right. You go ahead and see Elizabeth when she knocked off from work. She would be down here every afternoon. All of them be together. You see her and Dotsie, they kind of come up together, seem more like sisters than it do cousins. But you see, Dots and Elizabeth is first cousins, sisters and brothers' children. But it seems more like sisters, because they all come up together.
Yeah.
And they was so glad to be with one another. You see, all of them was together once. In a long, long time, mostly when one come, the others didn't come. You know, Dr. Luke, she come. Well, it'd just be her and Elizabeth here together. But even though my boy's oldest son, he come to the funeral.
Why, I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know what he's in, but he's in service somewhere or another.
Oh, was he the young fella in the uniform?
Yes, ma'am.
A fine-looking fella.
And he's so nice. He's so nice, but he had to go back Monday, I think. I hadn't seen that boy in so long. I didn't know him. You see, when I seen him, he was like that.
That's Jay's son.
That's Jay's son. That's his oldest child. That boy, he's older than Dotson. Let me see something wrong. No, he ain't. But it's his oldest son. But it's not his oldest child. So when I found out who he was, I said, why you didn't come to see me? He said, Grandma, said, I've been there twice. And you were sitting on the porch. I said, well, how come you didn't? He said, I spoke to you. There's so many of them there talking, Miss Myers, and I couldn't see and I couldn't hear. I can't hear much, no.
There's nothing wrong with your hearing.
So he had to go back, but he was a child, and I said, well, I don't know what he's in. Did you know the clothes?
It looked like the Marines.
I
don't know, but he's in a form of the service.
You hear all right, Miss Daisy. You just, when they all talk.
Nobody can hear.
No.
But they can.
So my daughter tells me. She say, you make like you can't hear, but you hear anything you want to hear. Nobody better not say nothing they don't want you to hear. You hear that.
Miss Daisy, if you had them just
one by one, or pieced out, or two by two.
Mm-hmm.
Now that would be something, wouldn't it, for the rest of this month or the year?
That's right. But you know, Mr. Moss, I am, I'm satisfied. No, by myself. I've been by myself so much.
Yeah.
And so long. I don't bother about no company.
Yeah.
I'd be glad for the children to come and see me. Now, I wish it was so me and Dotsie could live together. Because we can get along.
Yeah.
But there's nothing here for her to do. She got a good job up there. She got her apartment up there. All her business is in New York. Ain't none of it here. And anyway, she got to leave.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting along all right, but darling. She's been up there since, I think she was 16. And she went up there, and now she's 30-something.
Yeah.
How long ago was it you and Ben married?
55 years.
They're having a little trouble finding the...
marriage is suspicious.
In those days...
they wasn't even known. I don't believe. I didn't hear no tell of none.
Yeah.
But time brings about change. Now, I got to hunt something I ain't never had.
And it takes a lot of time.
Lots of time. Time and money.
Cost you money?
Yeah, you have to buy it if I get it. Cause I wrote home for it, but they wrote back no such record.
That was for the license, wasn't it?
That's right.
Me the marriage license?
Huh?
Marriage license?
Yes.
You mean you don't even have a marriage license?
No. You see, when I married, they carried the license back.
Yeah. They do all, they record it. They're supposed to record it.
That's right. But I tell them, well, 55 years, you'll lose anything.
Now, who witnessed your wedding? Your mother?
My mother and my aunt and my two sisters.
That's right.
Well, they all dead.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
You all married at home?
Married at home. Preacher married. If someone asked me what was his name, I said, I don't know what he was named. By now, I said, his name ain't no good, because I know he dead. He was old then. And 55 more years on, he ain't no good.
Well, there's some way for them to get a statement. I know they'll work.
Well, now, all these people living around there, there's a lot of people living around there, Miss Daisy, that knew about it.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of them around there that know it. But there ain't none of them here.
Well, you mean... that's all you had, just your family in there when you got
there? Well, there was lots of more folks there. But that was my witness. My family was just my witnesses.
Yeah. What did you do? Just go in the one room and...
Stood up there. He read that, what he read. It was all over.
Did you?
He never gave me nothing. He never gave us the license. He put them in his pocket.
The preacher?
The preacher did.
Yeah. So
that was awful.
They're still in his pocket, Miss Davis. Well, now, you had to have flowers and things?
No, we didn't have but just a few flowers. You see, I married in December.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't no flowers much.
Uh-huh.
Y'all had fires.
Mm-hmm. We had a fireplace, and that was our fire.
So you had to keep the doors closed?
Yes. Doors had to be closed.
That means not...
See, that was in Georgia and in December. And the door had to stay shut.
So, not many of your neighbors, there wasn't room for many of them.
No. So many. Because they couldn't sit outdoors. It was cold.
Yeah. But you all had to get ready for it, prepare for it and all like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, it wasn't much preparing to do then. Just put on your clean clothes and you're ready.
You mean you didn't have a special dress or nothing?
No, I had nothing special. I didn't have a veil and all that stuff. I was just clean.
Your mama cooked up things.
Oh, well, you see, it's Christmas, and they always cook too much. For Christmas coals, it was hard math for her to cook too much for her family and her friends. For time, they every bunch of them eat.
That's right.
Well, after five, when that bunch go, there'll soon be another one, another crew in.
Miss Daisy, you might put your mind to it and see if you could remember the names of somebody who still living who knew about your wedding up there.
Yes.
See if you can remember someone, you know, and then you might get in touch with them. They might still be living.
Yes.
That's all I think it would take, just somebody that knew. I don't think it'd be difficult. They'll find a way.
Well, now the white folks was there? That you live close to?
No, they wasn't there. Wasn't no white folks there.
You didn't invite them?
No. Because you see, our house, what we were living in, it wasn't a big house.
Mm-hmm.
It was a small house. You see,
yeah.
Couldn't too many folks get in.
How was your house put together?
Yes.
How many rooms did you have? No.
Had two bedrooms and a kitchen. I can remember that.
Kitchen was the biggest?
You know they had big kitchens then. Back then, they'd make your kitchen as big as your bedroom.
Or did you, was there a hall down it?
No, there wasn't no hall. You come in the front door here, walk right into the bedroom. Right back there, there's another bedroom back there. And like over there, that was the kitchen.
On the other side of the house was the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
The same amount of space?
Same amount of space.
As you had in both the bedrooms?
Yeah, well, you see, the bedrooms was, they just had a, you know, a cut off partition there.
Yeah.
One bedroom behind this wall,
yeah,
and another bedroom over here,
yeah,
and a door right there,
yeah,
to go in, you know.
And then the kitchen across the whole thing.
Across the whole thing.
The kitchen then, you all kind of lived in the kitchen, didn't you?
Well, part of the time. Wasn't no bed in there, though.
No, but you sitting there and read the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Warmed your feet. Yeah, did you have your fireplace in there, or you cooked on the fireplace?
Yeah, we had a fireplace. Well, the fireplace had to do everything.
At that time?
Cook and warm you.
Yeah. You didn't have a stove?
No. I don't know who did have a stove. I know we didn't have one.
Well,
my mother cooked on fireplace.
Was the fireplace on the outside?
It's inside.
Yeah. I mean on the outside wall?
No, it was inside the wall. The fireplace wall. It had a big chimney.
Yes.
That's what we had.
Well, did you have a fireplace on both sides of the chimney?
We just had one fireplace.
None in the bedrooms?
None in the bedrooms. No heater, no nothing.
You didn't need it
then.
When
you get ready to go to bed, you go in, undress and dress and get on in your bed and get warm.
Well, let me see, I forget. Was the house full of y'all? Y'all didn't have a big family.
No, we didn't have such big family. And you see, the time I married, you see, that was my second husband. Ben was my second husband.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the children, my two sisters, they was married out in their house.
Uh-huh.
And you see, that didn't leave nobody but my sister Lucy and my brother.
Uh-huh.
They're home. And me. Well, I'm getting out. Well, that cut the family on down. Because, see, when I married, our house was ready to be married and went on home.
Oh, it was?
Yes, sir.
You had a place to go.
Yes, I
mm-hmm.
had a place to
mm-hmm.
go.
Uh-huh.
How'd you manage that?
Sir?
How did you manage that?
Well, Ben, he was working there on the farm. Well, he had a house. They gave him a house to live in there on the farm. He was all by himself. So, when we married, that's where we went, to his house. He had his bed and things in there. Now, his boss man, he had an iron stove, but he gave Ben that to cook on.
Mm-hmm.
But when I left home and went to my home, I had a stove to cook them.
You was ahead of your mama.
By somebody helping us, you see. So they just give us the stove. And they give us a bed, a wooden bed somebody made. And I had my bed at home. So I had my bed down to my house.
Well, you know.
Put my bed up down there. So when we got married, we had a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Ben was used to taking care of himself then, wasn't he?
Uh huh. For a long time, he'd taken care of himself when I met him.
Oh, you know.
Of course, it wasn't long after I met him before we got married. I first met him in January.
Yeah.
We got married 24th December.
That took you a year.
On the 24th of December.
Yes, ma'am.
Christmas Eve.
Yes, sir.
I said it took you a year, Miss Davis. I wasn't working very fast.
I told you it wasn't long after I met him. Before we married, we both lived on the same farm,
yeah.
You see. And plenty of days we'd be working together in the field.
Yeah.
Some days I wasn't.
And after you're knocked off work, he'd just come on down there and spend the evening at your house.
That's right. That's right. After he'd go fix his supper. And he fixed his lunch. He done his own cooking. He had his washing done. But he done his cooking. He was a good cook, too.
Well, Miss Daisy, I just can't picture Ben cooking his own food.
Well, he's cooked his and mine, too, a many a day.
Up there?
With Dan Georgie.
What do you know?
But after he come here, look like to me he forgot everything he ever knew.
Well, in some ways, it's better in Georgia, wasn't it? You wouldn't have done all the cooking, would you? But Now, Ben hadn't been married before.
He had never been married before.
Yeah. But he's old as you, about the same age?
No, he ain't claimed to be old as me. But we laughs at him sometimes. Him and a man was there talking one day, and so Ben about holds you. He said, "Well, I'm somewhere between 40 and 42, and got a son up there in Kirkwood, 44.
But now, when you all married, Ben didn't go to church.
No. When we married, he didn't go to church. But after we were married, he attended church. After we were married a while, well, you see, I'd go to church every Sunday. And finally, he decided he'd go.
Yeah.
Later on, he joined the church. And then he was faithful.
Yeah. Miss Daisy, Ben told me down there on your porch one time that you was the cause of his going to church and getting religion. And he told about, I can't remember now, but it was something that happened. And it, as I remember, it happened at night where something come to him. You remember that?
No, not right at all. Says something come to him?
Something come to him. And he got up out of bed and was walking around and he fell down.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember he falling, but he never did tell me what happened. But when I heard the noise, I went in his bedroom, and he was on the floor trying to get up.
Yeah.
So he crawled and done around somewhere or another. And got to the edge of the bed and he knelt down like that. He said, "Daisy, pray for me." And I did.
Is that right?
And he got up and He went on out the door. I went on back to the kitchen.
Was that in the, that's in the night?
In the night.
Was it? Daytime?
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning. It was light?
Light.
Daylight?
Yes, well, it was light. I was in the kitchen fixing to fix breakfast.
When you heard him fall?
When I heard him fall. Well, I rushed in there to see what had happened to him.
Yeah.
And he was on the floor, stressed out like that, but he's trying to get to the bed. So he finally got to the edge of the bed and he knelt down.
Yes, sir. Well, now what he told me was that was the time that he saw the light.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was you was the one that showed it to him.
Mm-hmm. It's a pity he had to go like he did. Because he'd been a real man in his days. He took care of his family. He took care of me.
Yeah. And he was a real man, Miss Ada. Don't you know when you said, I think you told him.
Hmm?
I think you said you told him what had happened one time. Now, this is one of those experiences you had with Frances Presley when it could have been when her mother-in-law got after her or something. And when he come home at night, you told him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you said he just laughed so hard.
Mm-hmm.
He fell down on the floor.
Yeah. That's from Francis, man.
Yeah. But he laughed.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got along all right. All our life. We never had no fights.
Mm-hmm.
No fusses. No arguments. If he done something I didn't like, well, then I'd tell him. But I talked to him like he was mad. I said, then you're not do so and so. I said, now you left wrong. He would hear me.
But now, back there, Miss Daisy, you all had fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had fun.
You weren't as serious then as you are now.
No. Yeah, I reckon I better get home.
You got some ironing to do.
That's right. I got my board ready, ain't I?
Yes, so she's got her board ready.
That's
right.
The
first ironing she's done now for some time.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good day to do it because you won't get too hot.
That's right.
Well,
I don't have nobody there but me, and I can just start on and keep on through.
We gotta do something with this cow before we leave, haven't I?
Well, it'd be easier to give her a chance.
I could do it this afternoon, I guess.
I think it'd be easier to do it now while she's up.
All right.
I'll run her home.
Well, I'm gonna keep the cow up, you see,
oh,
and put the little cows out.
Oh. I'm going to be late today, but it's all right.
No, it don't matter.
Okay.
But we'll...
Wait, you got another sick?
No, it's the same one. Her foot's still bad.
Still bad?
Oh, yeah. It's been that way, you know.
Well, I'll just run.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you,
I'll
go on down there and get her up where I can work on it.
Okay.
Yes, sir, we enjoyed the visit, Miss Daisy.
Something you can cook with it. A good piece of ham. I don't have this much time.
Channel 2 right around 575. Channel 2 right around 575. And then the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 29th of September, 71. Channel 2 right around 575. The end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 29th of September, 71. Channel 2 right around 575. And past that this Wednesday morning, 29th of September, 71. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 29th of September, 71. 71.